This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jamie Marks, Coors, and Chris Ronji, 104.1 FM KMOX. And we have a special guest on with us who has decided at the age of 85 that she will go skydiving. And she's doing it in honor of her late husband, who was in the 101st Airborne Army. We are talking now with Charlotte Mozenski, who is with us on KMOX. Charlotte, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
So your husband was the founding member of the St. Louis Parachute Club, so it's been in the family. And you have now, this is the first time you're going to do this all these years. You have not done it yet?
I have not.
So how did you get to the point where you decided, all right, I'm going, here we go?
Well, it was really due to them having, I live at a Cedarhurst senior living facility. And they had a what have you always wanted to do contest. And so I entered that and I won it.
And that's so awesome.
I'm just very excited about it. I may freeze when I jump, but
you know, you should be like on a commercial for Cedarhurst, because I mean, they talk about like live a fulfilling life. This is the first senior living place where the residents are skydiving. That's so incredible. And literally, they need to put you on a commercial, Charlotte. But you, I just love it. But Chris pointed out that, like you said, your husband was in the parachute club and you had packed his parachutes before. You'd even ridden in the plane, right? But you've never jumped.
Correct. That is. And so it's always been on my, in the back of my head, but not really on a wish list until they had this contest.
So that's really interesting, because you were already up there in the plane. And I know this, I had been up with the Golden Knights before, just while they jumped, that parachute team. And I watched them jump and the door was open the whole time. And it was the first time that I ever felt like, hey, maybe I could do this. I didn't, but I thought about it. So how come it never happened before? Because it seems like you had opportunities where you could have.
Well, back then I did, but then we got married and I started having babies, and so so that ended that.
Okay. Babies do That's take fair. Up a lot of time. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Hey, kids, I'll be right back. Gotta go jump out of a plane.
So I need to ask. When you won the contest, did the other people at Cedarhurst think you were crazy?
Everybody thinks I'm crazy. My family think I'm crazy. They said, what? Why would you want to do that? And you're perfectly good airplane.
Yes, but that's the fun of it. What do you tell them when they say to you that they wish you wouldn't do it or they wonder why you're doing it? What do you tell them?
It's my life.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, I guess that ends the conversation. Yeah. Then, doesn't it?
Have you had to do, Charlotte, any training or preparation for this?
No, that's scary.
So you don't even know what you're doing yet.
I might teach them how.
That's so funny.
Do you think you picked up, okay, let's say you had nobody up there with you. It was just the pilot and you. Do you think you picked up enough from your husband that you would figure it out? You'd be able to do it on your own?
Absolutely not.
That
I was a bystander. I wasn't the one doing it. No.
Well, Carol, I love this because there's a famous story here at KMOX where Jack Buck was actually supposed to go skydiving, Charlotte, with a producer from KMOX. He was on the Charlie Brennan Show. And So this producer, Chris, you know, he's getting ready the morning of to go skydiving, and the phone rings, and Chris answers the phone, and it's Jack Buck. And Jack said, "Well, Carol said no." His wife wouldn't let him do it.
How funny. How funny. Those wives have a big influence.
Yeah. And so did you ever want to, I mean, your husband was already, a parachuter. He was already skydiving.
He was in the 101st Airborne.
He was in the military. Yeah. So you couldn't really tell him not to, right? But
correct.
But now you have more authority over everybody else who has a problem with you skydiving, so they can't tell you what to do.
That's a fact. I've earned it.
Absolutely, you have. Are you going to have family and friends there to come watch the jump?
Absolutely. I have children here, a son and daughter, and I have a daughter coming up from Georgia to watch.
I love it.
Go ahead.
Oh, and you're going to go in style, right? Are you going to have a limousine take you there and back?
No, they copped out on the limousine.
What? What do you mean they copped out?
Well, I'm going to be in an SUV.
Oh, okay.
Well,
those are fancy. Those are actually fancier now. That's the president is in an SUV.
Yeah, the politicians ride in those.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So
someone's going to think you're a senator. Charlotte.
Well, I could rule just as well, I think.
Well, I'm sure you could. So after you complete this dive, maybe you run for Senate.
That's a good idea. I might be the oldest senator there, but
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think 85 is just the right age, but that could be your slogan when people ask you how you got into politics. You decided to dive into it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Please do not laugh at that. Charlotte, please do not laugh at her. It's just encouraging.
Were you kind of a were you a daredevil growing up, Charlotte?
Not at all.
Really? Yeah.
I was very shy and afraid for somebody to ask me a question or anything. I was very, very... not forward at all.
Well, what is the most dangerous thing you've done up until what will happen Friday morning?
Let's see. The most dangerous thing. Raise 5 kids.
You know, well, I was going to say, Charlotte, I don't want to gloss over the fact that you had 5 kids. That's not easy to do.
We were talking about this yesterday, about people who have had kids and maybe they regretted it, at least in the immediate aftermath, like just in the first few months. Do you think that you will have less regret about skydiving than having 5 kids?
Well, I thought you were going to ask me if I had any plans of having more children.
Well, do you?
I don't think it's going to work.
Hey, you can do whatever you want these days.
Did you, you were born, Charlotte, in Washington, Tacoma, but you were raised in South County. Did you raise your family in the South County area as well?
Yes, in the St. Louis area. Mostly, they were in Jefferson County.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Did you, doing all the St. Louis things, Blues games, Cardinals games?
Oh, yeah, we did. Yes. Kids are, of course, Cardinal fans.
And you were in real estate?
For a while, yes. I did new home sales and commercial.
Do you, when you go into this on Friday, do you think, first of all, are you nervous now? And do you think you will be as you get suited up and get ready to go?
I'm not nervous now, but yes, I think I will be. I'm thinking of taking a Dramamine. No, I'm kidding.
You can take Dramamine.
They probably want you not to.
Well, but Dramamine doesn't
want you to be alert.
Does it make you tired? Yeah. I thought it just took
away your... I have never taken one.
I know, neither have I.
No, don't start now.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do drugs and skydiving.
Yeah, Charlotte, don't do this. This is not the time to do both. Just do one, and then when you get back.
Not.
When you get back, maybe do...
afterwards, it's champagne.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think you will have earned that then, too.
Well, I just think, like you said, you were shy. You didn't want people to ask you a question. And now, I mean, just so fun and exciting. This is such an adventure. I mean, you're literally the most adventurous 85-year-old out there. And you're more adventurous than a lot of 25-year-olds. When do you feel like you maybe came out of your shell a little bit? When did that happen?
Actually, it was my husband died very young, and it was after he died. We had a printing company and a business to do, and I had to come out of my shell to make sales calls, which he always did.
Yeah.
That is kind of is when you're doing that, like the cold calling, that's not fun. You have to have a certain kind of personality for that. So Charlotte, this is something you are doing in honor of your late husband, who was in the 101st Airborne and was a founding member of St. Louis Parachute Club. So Friday morning at 9:30, you will be jumping with Skydive STL. And we're excited for you. So will you call us from the plane?
Oh, yeah. I'll call you on the way down.
We hope you do. Charlotte,
you are the best.
You're awesome. We are so happy you talked with us today, and have a good time on Friday.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the call.
No, thank you.
This is awesome.
Charlotte Mazensky of Tesson Heights is she's skydiving at the age of 85.
Love
on
it.
Friday morning. That is very, very great. It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you.
That's us.
And
how delightful, by the way. How delightful is Charlotte?
Charlotte's amazing.
She's gonna jump out of a damn airplane.
She's
Friday.
Also a great interview.
Loved her.
She could have her own show.
Tell you what, if she does not call us on her way down, I'm gonna be pissed. She promised she would call us.
Well, we'll call her. Like, she's not picking up.
After jumping out of the plane.
Unbelievable. We do want to follow up with Charlotte. Hey, at 11:30, we continue our midday midlife conversation. We're going to chat with Anthony Diaz. He's a certified family mediator, divorce attorney, co-parenting coach. So again, we know that age 35, 40, 45, kind of a crazy time. A lot's happening. Some people are getting married for the first time. Others are getting divorced and getting married for the second time. So just talking to him about divorce, starting over, getting married, maybe dating with kids.
So this is one for me because it's funny because when you're in your early 20s,
yes,
you don't really think about it ever being an option to date somebody with children. And maybe other people do. I did not. I was like, no way I want to do that.
I think I never thought about it.
Well, I didn't either.
For
because
or
you just,
against. I never thought, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I guess that's because the people in your immediate surroundings don't have kids yet, so you're not thinking about it. But then it gets to be more of a reality. Like, you know, I don't know if I'd want to date somebody with children. But the older you get, it's amazing how that just completely changes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Quick update.
Got a little breaking news here.
Yeah, Katie Wu on Twitter reports that the Cardinals are designating Eric Fetty for assignment.
Well, so they did make a move there. It seemed like it was inevitable. I thought it was going to happen about a week and a half ago. And as we talked about earlier, my assumption is they didn't because they were, and I could be wrong about this. This is just my guess, that they wanted to get a couple of good starts out of him, maybe, and maybe draw some interest because the deadline is coming up on the 31st. But Eric Fetty has been designated for assignment, according to Katie Wu. So the Cardinals are moving on from him.
Katie Wu of The Athletic. Hey, we were talking about this earlier today.
Oh, by the way, Gas House Gang at 12.
That's right.
Tom Ackerman and me. We are going to have Mike Farron from MLB Network Radio join the show.
Lots to talk about.
Yep.
Okay, I wanted to bring this up because we talked about this, was it earlier? Maybe yesterday. Now that we're adults, we've been adults for a while, but I remember when you...
But have we?
But have we? When you go grocery shopping, like as an adult for the first time, and you kind of realize like you can buy anything you want. My mom always talks about that. She talks about when she got married, like married my dad. They got married young. My mom was 21. They just celebrated their 48th wedding anniversary.
Hey.
But she said, I remember going to the grocery store first time as like a married woman. And she's like, and I'm pushing the cart around thinking, I can buy these Oreos. I can buy Pepsi. She's like, I just started buying Pepsi because I could. We could just keep Pepsi around the house. I still feel that way. I don't know why. I still feel when I go to the grocery store.
Like you're a grown up and you can do whatever you want.
I can buy what I want, but I don't because if it's in the house, I'll eat it. And that's why I try to keep sugar. I try to keep certain things out of the house.
Except for the cake that you buy.
But it's in the freezer and you don't eat the whole cake. But sugary cereals, I don't buy.
I don't buy Oreos. For people who are just now tuning in and don't know either of us.
Yeah.
This is Amy Mark's course.
Hello.
Amy likes to, on the way home from work sometimes, stop by a Schnucks, stop by a Deerbergs, stop by a grocery store, and buy a cake.
Birthday cake.
Buy a birthday cake for herself.
A round one or a rectangle one.
And then she will eat it.
Well, yeah.
By herself.
You keep it in the fridge. I mean, the freezer.
And how many days does it last?
Two? First of all.
Cake is gone in 48 hours.
I will say this.
You eat an entire cake. In 2 days.
The last time I bought the cake, I ate it faster than I would have liked. And then I looked at the calorie count and the sugar and the fat, and it scared me. This is probably how drug people feel, like when they realize they're addicted to drugs. When I realized how fast I ate that cake, scared me. You know what I mean? It made me realize, what am I becoming?
There's really nothing about you that's kind of half-assed. It's just like you go... Earlier today, you did a 6-mile warm-up.
For an 11-mile workout.
When it's a million degrees out.
Well,
and so you did that.
That's true.
And then on the complete opposite end, you buy a whole birthday cake for yourself.
Well, listen, and I'm a big fan of self-discipline. And like I said, the last time I bought the cake, I ate it faster than I should. And it scared me. It scared me by how fast I ate the cake. So I haven't purchased a cake since then because that's the thing. Willpower. We like to think of it as a character trait like integrity or honesty, but really willpower is a muscle that you have to exercise. I know it's kind of like a character trait, but it's also a muscle because at the end of the day, it doesn't get harder to tell the truth. Like you're still honest, but by the end of the day, your willpower, that's why people, you know, will eat healthy all day, but then at the end of the day, eat pizza and cake because your willpower is worn out by that time. What?
You said it's like your willpower is like exercising a muscle. It's not a character trait. And I'm like, yes, I agree. I don't think Kevin Wheeler's trap muscles now are a personality trait.
They're almost there.
By the way, Kevin Wheeler is getting huge.
He's yoked.
My God, I don't know how he's fitting through these doorways here. Wheeler is on some sort of workout regimen.
Yeah.
And he is now as wide as he is tall.
Yes, and it's only going to get worse because he just bought a brand new
weight system. Dude.
Weight system. And I mean, I know the Glover Show was telling him not to. They're like, whatever the opposite of a weight system is.
That's what you need.
Whatever will make you smaller, that's what you need. You need a muscle remover.
It sounds to me like if you get into that, there are people who get really addicted to it. So is Kevin just addicted?
To getting bigger?
Yeah.
Well, and you lose perspective. I think you don't realize
kind of like getting tattoos. They say when you get one tattoo, you want them all over.
Well, and I know people say, oh, well, running's an addiction. And I guess it can
be. I think it is for you a bit.
Here's the thing. I'm leaning into it now because I'm going to be 42 this week. I've got 2 years of being decently fast at the marathon. I mean, I don't want to limit myself, but I'm also not an idiot. You're not going to get faster at 50. If you've already been running pretty hard. So for me, I'm leaning into it now because how will I handle, I'm just a goal setter. So how will I handle knowing you can't be faster than you were? Like you're 47. You're not going to be as fast as you were when you were 42. So I'm leaning into it now and then I'm going to start hiking because I think it might kill me.
Amy, don't you think you're at the age that nobody cares how fast you are anymore?
Well, it's not for anybody. It's for me.
Yeah, why?
Because nobody cares.
What does it matter?
Because I like setting goals and I like competing. The caring part, trust me, every day, all day, from you, from our boss, from everyone else. Like, nobody cares about running. I get it. People don't care about the pros. So I get that no one cares about it. I like having goals. I like setting goals. So when I get slow, I'm going to run far.
Robert is watching us on YouTube, and he must watch the Dave Glover show on YouTube as well, and says Wheeler at least needs to buy a telephoto lens for his webcam.
He's filling up the whole screen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He has to be. He's just all head and torso. He's giant.
I think he's all torso.
Yeah, that's pretty true. But now it's matching the size of his head.
If you're wondering,
I think his head and his body are proportional.
If you're wondering, I'm just going to confirm this real quick, but I want to give you a visual. If you're wondering, he kind of looks very similar to Wreck-It Ralph.
I think he looks like that red monster from the Looney Tunes.
You know, a beautiful monster.
Yes,
when Bugs Bunny does his hair. I love the monster. You know, you're such an interesting monster. How many monsters are that interesting? But you are an interesting monster.
That's Wheeler. Oh, man. Hey, we've got our midday
Gossamer.
Midlife.
That's his name.
Gossamer is his name.
Yeah.
Midday midlife. We are talking about divorce and getting divorced at this time of your life. You know, 35, 40, 45. Also dating with children. Dating people with children who aren't your children. There's a lot we're going to talk about with Anthony Diaz, certified family mediator, divorce attorney, and co-parenting coach. Anthony joins us next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, we continue our conversation of the midday midlife and all of the things that are facing people of that, you know, 40-something age. It's kind of a wild age. We had a great conversation yesterday with Annie Fry and Trisha Everdeen about having kids or not having kids, early, late, whatever it may be. And today, I know this is a time where some people may be getting divorced. Some people may be getting married for the first time. Some may be getting remarried and going through that process. So joining us now is Anthony Diaz, certified family mediator, divorce attorney, and co-parenting coach. He's known as the Peacemaker. That's a good nickname to have in this field. Anthony, thank you so much for joining us today.
That's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough conversation when it comes to divorce, because even if it is the right thing, that it's mutually agreed upon, that it's the right thing for a couple, it's always still really hard, no matter what.
It is. And there's a lot of navigating that goes on in the divorce process. I kind of liken it to trying to avoid landmines, because there are decisions to make, and you want to be able to make the right decisions that will affect you potentially for the rest of your life, and especially if you have children.
So when a couple decides they are going to split up, in some cases it goes very well. Like, they have an agreement and they can figure it out, even when they have kids, that it's amicable, right? How often is it not, though? And when it's not, how can you help two people who have actual animosity for each other and don't want to concede anything?
Well, there are many divorces that are contentious, and many times couples are not aware of that they have other options than going to court and being contentious. But sometimes the relationship just doesn't lend itself for a really amicable situation. So what I do in working with my clients is, you know what, you may not like each other and you don't want to be married anymore, but here are the reasons why having a more amicable divorce is better. Even if you don't like the person, you can save money. You can model conflict resolution for your children, so when they grow up and have a conflict, they can get experience from their parents who divorced amicably. And it also, it makes it easier to move on from the divorce when you're not angry and have a lot of emotion, because at some point the divorce is going to be over. If it's contentious, it really takes longer to get over the divorce than if you can have it amicably. So you may not like each other, but there are so many reasons to have a more amicable resolution.
Anthony, is there an age or a number of years married where you tend to see a spike in divorces, or, you know, a higher divorce rate, or is it evenly spread out?
It's a great question. And the demographics lately in the last 5 years have been the older you are and the longer you've been married, there's a higher percentage of divorce. And there's a number of reasons for that. People are living longer. And, you know, back 50 years ago, when you've been married 30 or 40 years, you probably don't have that many years to live potentially, and you wind up staying in the marriage. Now, if people are living to 80, 90, 100, and if they're in their 50s and been married a number of years, they're like, you know what? I have another 30 years. I don't have to be in a negative situation. So I'm really seeing a lot of what I call the gray divorce, that people are now looking at living longer and wanting to be happier and divorcing now where maybe in the past they didn't.
That's really interesting. And it's, you know, it's logical that would happen. I would suppose that a long time ago, people did not get divorced. Maybe part of it is social norms, that it wasn't usual to do it. But now, because it is not that big of a deal, you know, I remember when I was a kid, even, it was almost a thing like, oh, his parents are divorced. Like, I have a classmate and his parents were divorced, and people thought it was sort of a thing. It is no longer a thing, right? I mean, it's not a stigma like it used to be.
That's correct. When I grew up, my parents went through a divorce, and I was looked at as the only person in my neighborhood where there was a divorce. And that really is a stigma that used to stay with children. Now it's more common, and there's a lot of reasons for it. One, a lot of states don't need a reason for a divorce. There's a lot of no-fault divorce. Florida is one of them, so you don't need to actually have a legal reason, so it's easier to divorce. And, you know, people are getting, I think they're getting more educated on divorces. Doesn't have to be as bad as it used to be or as bad as it sounds. There are so many different options now to have an amicable divorce. The consequences are not as bad. Now, that's a good thing and maybe not a good thing, mm-hmm. but people definitely feel more empowered to move forward divorce if they're not happy in their marriage.
Yeah, I definitely, the stigma has very much dissolved compared to what it used to be. My guess is, too, that over the decades, removing that stigma also empowered women who may have been on the disadvantaged side when it comes to an unhappy marriage or getting out of that divorce. I'm assuming decades ago it was much harder for women. As we swing the other way, though, do you ever see instances where you feel like, well, maybe we've made marriage a little too disposable? Like, have you seen instances where we've swung the other way, where people see divorce as, well, we can always get divorced if it doesn't work out?
I've definitely seen that trend, and I've spoken to my clients about that. When we have a conversation about divorce, I encourage them and talk to them about, have you exhausted every opportunity to salvage the marriage? Because you guys did get married, and you were happy for a while. You know, is there an opportunity to take a step back? And I encourage my clients to pause. You know, you're facing potentially the most life-changing decision in your life, and although it may be easier legally to do it now than ever, it still has the same consequences, and this still has the same emotional effect. So, you know, having people take a step back and look at whether this is really what they want to do and not just a knee-jerk reaction, I think is really important before people take that step.
I mentioned earlier that, and those things before we were talking to you, that there was a time in my life where I would never have considered dating somebody who had kids when I was in my 20s. But now it's like, hey, I'm in my 40s, so I don't know. I'm open to that. And maybe some people are not still, or they have reservations about it. What would you say to somebody who either has their own kids or doesn't have their own kids and about to date somebody, start a relationship with another person who has their own? What sort of advice do you give to that, to a person like that who might have some reservations about it?
Well, it's good to have reservations because you want to be able to, again, model for your children what post-divorce looks like, and that could be treating the other parent with respect, treating the children with respect. When you enter, let's say, other people's children or your children to somebody else, it really takes some thinking and taking a step back and looking at, one, are your children ready for that? How old are they? What relationship do you have with them? I would also talk with the other parent. That's a conversation that I encourage my clients all the time. Before you want to divorce, start to set up some boundaries that in the event in the future, because parents are going to divorce and the other person might have children, but have that conversation on what boundaries do you want to have in place? How long do you date this person before the children meet them? So talking with the other parent and talking to your children to gauge their where they are in the process is really important, and it really shows you respect the other parent and you respect your children's feelings.
Yeah. Do you have any guidelines for someone who is dating with kids and is thinking, oh my gosh, when do I introduce this person to my kids? Because I'm living two lives, one with the person I'm dating, one with my kids. I want to introduce them. I don't want them to get hurt. Is there a guideline, timeline?
I don't know if there's a guideline or timeline, but what I would say is you don't want people coming in and out of your children's life that are temporary, because it shows mixed signals and the children don't know, is this person going to be permanent in my life? So I would wait, and I think it's the best advice to wait as long as possible and to see if this relationship is going to be permanent or has a great opportunity to be permanent, because you're also introducing somebody else to your children. They're going to get attached to your children as well. And if this isn't going to be, you know, a permanent situation, that's going to affect them as well. So really look at, is this going to lead to something more permanent? And I think that will guide you.
So there's not a good general timeline for that. It's a case by case, I'm assuming, but also
really
that makes it very difficult to know, doesn't it?
It is. You know, there isn't a book that says, okay, at this point in your divorce, here's the right time, which I think is good. You really need to look at it on a case by case basis. Every divorce is different. Children grow up at different ways emotionally. Your relationship with the other parent is different. So you really need to take a step back, take stock, and look at your situation and trust your gut feeling, trust your instinct. And to me, err on the side of length. Longer is better. It can't hurt by waiting a little bit longer, but it could have some negative consequences, you know, if you introduce the person too soon.
No, absolutely. And also, it's always complicated, you know, dating someone with kids, depending on how old the kids are, what kind of, especially if you're dating with the idea of getting married, right, blending a family, what kind of household rules do you have? What are expectations? It gets pretty complicated.
It does. I mean, when both of you have children, now what you have to consider multiplies. Mm-hmm. And that means not only both you and your potential spouse, now you have the other parent, and they might be involved with somebody as well. So there's a multifaceted situation going on. But, you know, looking at the children from each side, you know, are they going to blend together? You know, have them spend time together? Are they getting along? What can you do to make the transition easier? You know, kids are smart, and they pick up things, and they also want to be heard and respected as well. So really working with them to make the transition easier really goes a long way.
Anthony Diaz, certified family mediator, divorce attorney, co-parenting coach with the nickname The Peacemaker. We really appreciate your advice today, your thoughts, and it's a pretty complicated situation if it's dating with kids or going through a tough time with divorce. We really appreciate your thoughts today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Anthony Diaz, good information. That's really a difficult time difficult thing to navigate at this time of your life, is a new relationship and having to work with kids that aren't yours, or having your own and then getting into something new. That's tough, man.
Well, I think since you're open to dating someone with kids, I hope you meet someone, it's like 10 kids, and you have a big 12-person family, and it's like the new ranch.
Cardinals made a move today. Eric Fetty has been designated for assignment officially. They have recalled Andre Granillo, so he is back. He'll pitch out of the bullpen for the Cardinals, I presume. I don't think he's starting. But Eric Fetty, designated for assignment. The Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock. Tom Ackerman and me. We'll have Mike Farron with us from MLB Network Radio. We'll talk trade deadline, what he thinks might happen with the Birds. That starts at noon here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
You are just a bit off. Just a bit outside.
I was trying to coax it along.
Oh, really?
I like it when the beat drops. So, I was just reading the story about the Players Association, the NFL Players Association leader, who's only been there for a couple of years. His name is Lloyd Howell Jr. So he's elected by players. The players get to decide who their union leader is. And he's been involved in all kinds of stuff, apparently, that he shouldn't be doing, side gigs, like working as a consultant for private equity firms. Mm-hmm. That are trying to invest in NFL teams, which that's a huge conflict of interest.
Seems like it would be.
There's been all kinds of other stuff. Well, he abruptly resigned the other day. It was on Thursday he resigned. There's a story on the ESPN website, and it was done by Don Van Natta and Kalen Kaler, who's Kalen's really good as a reporter. So there's this bit. Just a little side note thing about a thing that this guy used to do. So it says that he ordered the union facilities department, so the people who work, you know, maintenance, and they just work the building, right? He had them merge two spaces in the parking garage so that he could avoid having his Porsche Cayenne Turbo dinged.
Like he erased one of the middle lines and turned two spaces into one.
That's correct.
Yep.
And then he asked the workers to change the number of the two spaces, which were space 10 and space 11. He had them change it to 32. 32 was an homage to O.J. Simpson's number.
The murderer?
The double murderer. Allegedly.
You know what, though?
At least according to civil court, because he was found guilty there.
You know, it does make sense, though.
O.J., that's who you picked? OJ?
Yes, because a guy who drives a Porsche and doesn't want to get door dinged and so has two spaces made into one, a guy with that amount of entitlement would like a psychopathic killer. I would think so.
This guy can go work for the St. Louis Sheriff's Office now.
I buried the lead. I think I saw the sheriff.
You saw the sheriff here?
I was driving here.
Oh, okay.
And I was driving and I looked and there was a sheriff's car. I looked in the car and I was squinting. I think, oh my gosh, I think that's the sheriff. And I was so excited. And then I talked to Sean Malone and Sean Malone's like, yeah, that was probably not the sheriff. He doesn't drive the sheriff van.
Oh. Did you yell out the window, Ronge has your back?
I said, I panicked and I said, we love you.
Yeah, that's, thank you.
I panicked.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad somebody else cares about him besides me.
Oh my gosh.
Amy Marks Corzin, Chris Ronge. We will come back tomorrow at 9 o'clock and do it all over again. If you missed anything, it's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts or YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. We are at Chris Amy KMOX. Coming up next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.